Angela Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today. Please visit RBN at republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spingola.com, where you will see the guest lineup for this program along with relevant links. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are Mission Possible, World Health International, and that is mpwhi.com, doorway.com, that's doorway.com, and wnho.net. Another one is the Aspartame Toxicity Center, and that is holisticmed.com/aspartame. We've had her on the program before, and she's a wealth of information. And so do we have Dr. Martini with us? Okay. So they haven't, the board operator has not contacted her yet, but I would imagine that that will be shortly. If you go to her website, mpwhi.com, you're going to see a lot of links up at the top of the page. You will also see a lot of links under What's New. And she added an awful lot of information on Wednesday. Aspartame in the news, cancer information, GMO information, health freedom information, vaccine information, and a couple of days before that, Harvard Hospital is sorry they told you aspartame is bad. So apparently somebody got after them for telling the truth, and so now they have to take back their information. Okay, we have Dr. Martini on the phone. Dr. Martini, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be back with you, Diane.
Yeah. Well, I always love having you on. You're so full of information, and it just rolls off your tongue. You're fabulous. You know, after your programs, I think, oh my goodness, what a wealth of information. And others appreciate all the work that you've done, and you've been doing it for quite some time. And
20 years.
20 years. Amazing. And you are very focused on this one issue, which makes you so expert. And I appreciate that so much, that your focus on this. Yesterday I watched some of my family members drink Diet Coke or Diet Soda, and it's just very disturbing.
Well, let me tell you, I was on a ship for 3 weeks. I was in Europe. We made a video for the internet with Mission Possible France, Corinne, and in Europe they call it Light Coke, and people were just drinking it all over the ship. And, of course, I took so much material, and we kept making copies of it. And I'd go up, and I said, you've won the lottery. I said, I got good news for you and bad news. The good news is I'm going to save your life. The bad news is I'm taking your Diet Coke. So we did that all over the ship and got a lot of people off of it and gave them material. And
Dr. Martini, that's fabulous, but we do need to take our first break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Thanks.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. and within 12 hours of taking RNA drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. The main website is MPWHI, which means Mission Possible World Health International, an organization that she founded some time ago. Okay, so how did the people on the ship respond to your suggestion and to your information?
I would say 99% good, because I gave them all the material. I mean, they got like 8 different reports, and I had the Health Freedom News, their magazine, to give out to many of them with my article, No Safe Dose of Aspartame. And a lot of them didn't, you know, they don't correlate the problems. I've been going to doctors for years for this, that, or the other. And like one of them said, she had all the problems. She didn't know they were aspartame. I said, "Do you have joint pain?" She says, "I can't even walk." And you mentioned the symptoms that it causes, and they've all got it. And the idea that getting off of it, they could get well, was something to them that they were going to do. But another thing is that after they really understood, they would tell you about other friends that were on it and very sick and having seizures, people that had died, autistic children. I had one woman kept following me around the ship, tell me more about autism. Evidently, you know, there were several autistic children in her family. And you know the story about that is that the FDA made a deal with G.D. Searle not to allow the public to see the birth defect studies that they did. And Dr. Woodrow Monte wrote a book, While Science Sleeps, and gave all this information. I was able to find 2 of the studies after 8 months, and he found 4 more So now we understand the epidemic of autism. So it really was well accepted. That's why I tell people, you know, we just fill the website with every kind of report. The doctors have been wonderful writing reports on aspartame in pregnancy, aspartame in diabetes, aspartame in psychiatric problems. And this is so when doctors don't believe you because the doctors have been kept in the dark, so their hands are tied, you can bring them a medical report. And Dr. Roberts wrote the 1,000-page medical text, which I carried all over the ship. You know, well, it couldn't cause that many problems. And then I'd put that 1,000-page medical text and tell them, well, they cut it down 40% because it was too big to publish, and now they need to add 200 more pages just on the recent studies. Now, which problem do you think it doesn't cause? And then they're horrified. So we have all the material for them, if people would use it. You know, when I got started, I used a network of 800,000 people, and I told them, give out one flyer every day, and the next day almost 2 million people know about it. And they give it out to somebody else by exponentiation, which is how we got it around the world. But the material is there. And so if they said, well, look, I do have this problem. I had a report showing that problem caused by aspartame. So, and some of the cases were just so pathetic. And one lady, when she realized it, said that in England, there's a lot of people from England, that they have some kind of pill they give you that is for preventative, no less. And she said they were making her sick, and she thought aspartame was in it. And she said that she finally just told the doctor she wasn't taking these pills anymore. And she said all the symptoms disappeared. And then she started telling other people that were taking them, and they stopped taking them, and their problems disappeared. So, and I do warn people in the UK that when they lost their vitamins and herbs and industry started making them, they started putting aspartame in them. Like someone called and said, I found it in my vitamin B complex. Well, you know, you swallow the pill. Why would you need a sweetener? So they're doing all that. It's really a sad state of affairs, but there were 3,000 people on that ship, and if they were using aspartame, we got to them everywhere we went.
Oh, bless your heart. Now, you mentioned seizures, that people can have seizures from drinking, Diet Coke or diet drinks. And what kind of seizures are you referring to, and how do doctors usually react to those, to patients who come in with that kind of a situation?
Well, if you look at the FDA report, which we have on the website, there's four different kind of seizures. I mean, you have grand mal, petit mal. The problem is that the phenylalanine lowers the seizure threshold, and then methanol can cause seizures, and so can aspartic acid. So you've got three components of this molecule that causes seizures. And to make it worse, the anti-seizure medication interacts with it so the people can't get well. It's like Mission Impossible Falkland Islands. He had a child that had seizures for 18 years, and you know they were giving her anti-seizure medication. And it wasn't until I sent him some material that he got his daughter off of it, and immediately the seizure stopped. And he said for 18 years he's put up with her having seizures and not being able to help her. And all it took was getting her off of aspartame. And his wife had a brain tumor. And talk about activism. It's so important because, you know, it's a global plague. And in the Falklands, there are not a lot of people. Maybe 3,000 or 4,000. But he sat down and wrote a letter to every person in the Falkland Islands because he knew how hard it was to get it out. And he says, now aspartame rots on the shelves. So that's what, you know, he had to do. Now, there's a doctor here in Atlanta Dr. Ramon Sanchez, and he's a neurologist, and he happened to know about the seizures because of the aspartame wars and the fact that, you know, he's a neurologist and he did some neurosurgery. And when he realized who I was, he began to talk to me about some of the cases, and he says, I had a woman, and she was having seizures all day. And he said, I used every anti-seizure medication that was in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, and nothing helped her. And he said, one day I put her in the hospital, and I saw a case of Diet Coke under the under her bed. And he said, are you having a party? He says, no, I drink it every day. He says, well, that's why you're having seizures, and you have to get off of it. So he said she did, and literally went crazy, you know, that it depletes serotonin and causes psychiatric problems. And so he put her in a mental hospital. But he said 2 weeks later, he got her out, and those problems had ceased, and she never had any more seizures. So, in other words, how are doctors going to help you if they don't know or they don't have Dr. Roberts' medical text? How are they going to know that aspartame interacts with the very medication that is being used? So that's one of the really biggest problems is the drug interaction. And when you look at reports, one report says 100,000, you know, die a year from drug interactions. Another one says 200,000. Well, I worked with the CDC many years ago, and they told me only 10% of anything's reported. So we don't really know how many are dying. And they, and in some of the anti-seizure medication, they've got aspartame.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, so you really have to, you have to worry, and you have to get off of it. And sometimes it's hidden, and you don't know it's in there, of course, which is against the law. But, you know, we have these problems like the National Yogurt Association, Mr. Pape, have petitioning the FDA to allow it in dairy products and yogurt without labeling. And then the FDA refuses to tell you whether they did. Of course, it's against the law. And I talked to Jerome Bressler, who retired from the FDA, and he said, Betty, they can't do that. It's against the law. I said, well, why don't they answer my letter and say so? So we really just don't know, and they put it in natural flavors. So, you know, you really are what you eat. And if you're eating these poisons, you're going to have the problems. You have to be very careful. If you can afford it, you have to use organic foods and get away from processed foods. And like Dr. Roberts says, when in doubt, throw it out.
Right. And as you said, they don't actually put aspartame on the label anymore. They just list it under natural flavors or some other deceptive term. And it's in, what did you tell me, like 14,000 or more foods?
Well, that includes drugs, over-the-counter drugs, prescription drugs. That was the last report that I have seen. You know, but it's really hard to tell. I mean, they know it's addictive. In fact, you know, you've heard about that 5-hour energy product.
Right.
Now, that had aspartame in it. And then I noticed, I went back on the website and it said no aspartame. I thought, well, maybe they took it out, but then they had phenylalanine in there, and that's a component of aspartame.
Wow. All righty. We do have to go to a short 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Betty Martini.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites, particularly the one that relates to Mission Possible World Health International, is mpwhi.com. The other two, or actually three, doorway.com, that's doorway.com, and wnho.net. And the Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is holisticmed.com/aspartame. And at that website, you can see all kinds of valuable, valuable information. And this information needs to be shared with everyone.
Deanna, I wanted to tell you that I do now have the complete aspartame study and cancer that has been sent to me by a physician that I'm going to send to you, that I want to talk to you about, because, you know, how many times does aspartame have to show that it causes cancer before anybody does anything about it? This is really the most incredible thing. We've had the FDA themselves, Dr. Adrian Gross, tell Congress it caused brain tumors and brain cancer and violated the Delaney Amendment, that you can't put something in food that caused cancer. In the Brussels report, you see where it caused adenocarcinoma. You see where they said they filtered out the cancers and what the FDA didn't want them to know. And then, you know, Dr. Cifredi did three studies. You know, they're saying this is the first you know, that shows the blood cancers, leukemia, lymphoma. But actually, Dr. Seffredi also did a study that shows leukemia and lymphoma. I mean, what do you expect when the formaldehyde embalms the body? And now we have this Harvard study. And I want to tell you, when I came home and saw that study, I kind of sat back and said, Harvard, because Harvard will no longer talk about aspartame. When Dr. Wortman at MIT spoke out in Congress about, you know, how bad this product was, and then he was threatened by the vice president of Searle that if he did studies on seizures, you know, he'd have his studies rejected. And they were. Now he doesn't speak out on aspartame, neither does Harvard. So when I saw it, I thought, Harvard's releasing this. And a few minutes later, I saw them apologize for releasing it. But the funny thing about this study is that it was so strong that one of the co-authors says that it's strong enough to justify further study on aspartame. And Harvard apologizes for weak science. And what would you call weak science when this was 77,000 women, 48,000 men, and was something over 22 years or something like this? And so this strong study, and they turned around and apologized. There is an excellent, excellent article in Scientific American this month, and it talks about this conflict of interest. It says the NIH gives medical researchers tens of billions of dollars every year. With that much money at stake, there's tremendous potential for corruption. The NIH is not aggressive about ferreting out conflicts of interest. And then it says scientists around the country are pursuing government-funded research at the same time that they're taking money from pharmaceutical companies, which often poses a potential conflict of interest. And it says we were able to identify 1.8 million in payments from a handful of drug companies to NIH grant recipients in New York State alone. Payments for speaker bureaus, appearances, consulting jobs, and other services. The total payouts in New York are likely to be much higher. And this is the problem we have. We can't accept industry research because they're not going to tell you if it causes cancer because they know it can't be approved. So they had it. It's sort of like back in the early 80s, Searle did studies in six countries, and it was only 18 months long, and they used a lot of aspartame, but it caused brain tumors. The translator said it turned the brain to mush, seizures, and all the things that we see. And, of course, they never publish it. They do it in foreign countries. So you're not going to – so industry is always going to say it's safe, and they have such a hold. Like in the case of this Harvard study, every time one of these studies come out, they rebut it. And the thing of it is, almost 100% of scientific peer-reviewed study show the problems that aspartame causes, and the FDA just looks the other way. So there's nobody there to protect you if you don't do your own research and, you know, take some responsibility for what you put in your mouth.
Indeed. Now, the NIH, that's National Institute for Health, and that ABC agency is supposed to actually, or people think that that is for the protection of the citizens of this country, but that's just not the case at all. They are there to protect the corporations.
Right.
All righty. We do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini, an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her main website is MPWHI.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And I got an email from Mike, and he asks, wants to know, did the captain of that ship stop ordering diet soda on future cruises?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that, because I left them with, you know, some of the magazines, some of the reports on everything, and a box of just like sugar, because I said, here's, you know, something that's safe, whereas aspartame precipitates diabetes, that just like sugar is made of chicory, which has been used for 7 years to improve the health of diabetics, and it's all organic food, and there's no chemicals in it at all. And Splenda is bad for diabetics as well. And, you know, somebody could be using it and be pregnant and lose their baby. Aspartame's an abortive fascient and a teratogen. So, and I left them a brochure on the medical text. But I can tell you, I did this before on Celebrity, and they didn't do anything. And now I'm going to write the company in Miami. But I did leave them a large package of everything to go over this, and please take it off the ship. And Carnival, many years ago, got in touch with me, and I did the same thing, and it's still on Carnival ships. I think Carnival owns most of them when it comes down to it. But So they're not doing anything about it. But I never get off the ship where I don't give them all the information.
Amazing.
And some of the cases, a waiter told me, he says, his wife uses it, and she's lost two babies. And, I mean, he was just about in tears. He didn't know it was an abortive accident, and she's pregnant again. So I gave her the pregnancy reports, and hopefully she'll be able to carry this baby.
Now, isn't it true, in addition to that terrible fact, isn't it true that our country has more cancer than any other country?
Well, I don't really know the statistics. I mean, I haven't looked at them, but I've heard that. But the thing of it is, so much aspartame is being used in this country. It's a multi-potential carcinogen. Consider it breaks down to a brain tumor agent, and it causes breast cancer, kidney cancer, just about all of the cancers, all the blood, lymphoma, leukemia. The last study that was done showed liver and lung cancer, so you would just expect it. And, you know, sometimes you see these reports, and they say 1 out of 3, and then you see reports that say 1 out of 2, until they get aspartame off the market. And it's not the only thing, of course. You've got genetically engineered food. You've got all this trash. These epidemics are just, you know, skyrocketing, and the FDA knows it's aspartame. And those, they're there for industry. They are not there for the people. And the only thing the people can do from to stop being poisoned is to take the responsibility in their own hand. I would grow my own food if the deers and the animals would let me have it, you know.
Right.
I had I planted plums and peaches, and I never got one. But then I feel for the animals. They wouldn't be eaten if they weren't hungry. So
sure.
But, you know, that's what people need to be doing.
Right. But most of the time when people talk to others about the dangers of aspartame or GMO foods, often the people are trying to talk to just roll their eyes and think that the informer is crazy.
Well, that's because that they haven't researched the issue, and I think that it's like I tell people why I did this. This has cost me a fortune in 20 years of my life, that people must take responsibility for what they put in their mouth. But in the case of aspartame, they have been lied to, and it's not just something bad for you. It's a deadly chemical poison, an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic, genetically engineered drug and adjuvant that even interacts with your drugs and vaccines. So that's why I do this, because, you know, they have front groups. They have the trade organizations that are funded and push it. So and you got the FDA giving out false information. And they just disregard mail. They won't answer it. They do not answer the citizen's petition for ban or the imminent health hazard. They just figure that the laws, that they can serve above the laws what they're doing. And so people, if they want to live, is they've got to take it into their own hands. And that's why I tote that great big heavy medical text around and told them, just look at some of the diseases it causes. Is it worth your life? Is it worth your life? And, of course, I'm pretty pushy. So I got away with it.
well, you're a sweet lady, and you just present so well. I think that people just have to listen to you. I think you'd chase them down if they didn't, right?
Well, what are you going to do? You know, you see children with it, and just like, Feingold, the ADD people, they said in the movie Sweet Remedy, you know, the sweet misery, sweet remedy. And they said before aspartame, they didn't even use these terms, ADD and ADHD. And you know that it destroys the brain. Dr. Olney, when he made Searle, because of all their shenanigans, do the studies in his office, it caused brain damage. And then he found out they didn't even tell the FDA at the time, but and then the doorway study that shows that it destroys the brain mostly in the area of learning. So what do you expect, you know? And so you see these kids with it. I've given some strong words to mothers letting their kids drink Diet Cokes, and they, you know, they're always talking about this epidemic of obesity, and they just did another study, come to think of it. I may have sent you, it's on the website, but and it makes you crave carbohydrates. So the diabetic epidemic is no doubt caused by aspartame, and that's what the doctors believe too, and also the epidemic of obesity. And of course, then the obesity can cause other things. Aspartame causes sudden cardiac death. People are just dropping dead, like many of the athletes. And just think, you wouldn't need so much health care if you weren't eating a poison that's causing all these diseases and symptoms. The FDA report at least lists 92, and one of those is death. And of course, the medical text lists many more symptoms than that and the problems it causes. And the mental hospitals are filling up with people, the doctors say, nothing in the world but aspartame victims. And what are they drinking in the medical, mental hospitals? More Diet Pop. So you see what it is. And, you know, if people would just think and save one life a day, just keep at it. You know, make up cards, use our reports, use anything, especially now around the holidays. You know, you'll see Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and all these things everywhere. And so this is especially, you know, a time that they can say, before you drink that, read this.
Right.
A lot of them will get off of it.
They also, these corporations also send this this toxic meta solutions over to the troops in the Middle East, correct?
Yes, and you've seen them also chewing the gum, and that's really tragic because that's the worst. I would say that's probably the worst product because Dr. H.J. Roberts wrote a report on it and said that because it's a neurotoxin, it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva straight to the brain. So people have grand mal seizures on a stick of gum. And then consider, you know, what the psychiatric problems. You know, you deplete serotonin, it makes you hostile. It's a lot of bipolar and schizophrenia, and panic attacks, anxiety, suicide tendencies. So, yes. And the problems all over the world, because I've lectured all over the world, and wherever I am, you see the problems, and you start giving out material, and immediately they start telling you, well, you know, my aunt died of it. My sister used this and had seizures because they didn't know it caused these things. One of the things I always give out is the FDA list of 92 symptoms to everybody. I said, if you're using it and it's on this list, you know, take the 60-day no aspartame test, get off of it, and see if these symptoms don't disappear. And,
right.
Of course, you know, they usually do, but there's too much damage.
And even if people don't have symptoms and drink Diet Coke, I have a friend that does this, and she says, well, everybody's got to die of something.
So yes, I hear that all the time. But let me tell you what, you don't want to die of aspartame. If they really knew, I remember Joyce Wilson, who died out here in Stockbridge, Georgia. First she went blind from the methanol, and then, of course, you get memory loss. She was like a person with Alzheimer's. She ended up in diapers, and with her very last breath, she tried to warn people. She was on TV, and, you know, it was just too late. Her body was embalmed with formaldehyde. And, you know, the Croco study proved that in Barcelona. And when I interviewed Dr. Alemany, who did that study, he said, Betty, aspartame's going to murder 200 million people. And I said, I believe it already has.
Right.
You know, they're just not, they don't realize that it causes these things. You know, when a doctor gives a patient that's having seizures any seizure medication and it doesn't work, they don't know why. You know, they've got the epileptic associations telling them it's safe, and it's a real, real big problem.
Right. And there's no reason for children, for young adults to have seizures. And yet there are people that do have seizures, and they consume diet drinks. And when they go to the doctor, if the doctor doesn't know, then that's the way that they're going to respond. Because allopathic medicine does treat symptoms. They really don't try to figure out the cause of the illness at all. They just treat the symptoms.
Well, Dr. Roberts and I went down to the World Congress Center for this physicians' conference, and we were in the workshops. We went to a neurology workshop, and this professor said, "Doctors, I don't care if it's off the wall. Please tell me why people all over this country are having seizures for absolutely no reason." And at the time, I said, "Dr. Roberts, tell him." He said, "No, you tell him." So I did, and told him how it lowers the seizure threshold. And the professor said, "But I thought that was in rare cases of phenylketonuria." I said, "No, everybody's got a seizure threshold. You got 50% phenylalanine, which is a neurotoxin. And when you get phenylalanine in milk or meat, maybe 4%, this just floods the brain." And I told him that, you know, we had a pilot organization, Mission Possible Aviation, and pilots were having seizures in the cockpits of commercial airliners. And about that time, a physician held up his hand, and he said, "I want to tell you that what she's saying is correct." He says, "I'm a doctor and a pilot. I have a friend who flies commercially and has these seizures, and we're going to have to report him." And, you know, the professor looked like, could this really be happening? Would they put a seizure-triggering drug on the market? And I'll tell you, it's not that they didn't know, because they did a 52-week oral toxicity study on 7 infant monkeys. 5 had grand mal seizures, and 1 died, and they actually used this pivotal in the approval of aspartame. So they knew it. They were so arrogant, they used this study, even though it showed aspartame shouldn't have been marketed. And it got on the market, as you know, because of the political chicanery of Don Rumsfeld, because the FDA back then, you know, did try to indict them and did revoke the petition for approval.
Right, but he came in. He was the president of Sirley between 1977 and 1981, and he is the one that then went back into Congress and was part of Reagan's
transition team,
and they got rid of the FDA, head of the FDA, and got that thing passed.
Yep, and then they fired the FDA commissioner that would have signed it into law, and put in Arthur Ho Hayes, which is one of Rumsfeld's friends, and got him to overrule the Board of Inquiry. And, you know, he knew Dr. Stoller, another one of our doctors, and Arthur Ho Hayes went to see him and asked him how bad aspartame was, and Dr. Stoller told him. And then he went back and overruled that Board of Inquiry. Full knowledge.
Now, I believe that Rumsfeld received a $12 million bonus when Monsanto acquired Sirley in 1985. So Monsanto currently owns Sirley, and we know what kind of company Monsanto is.
Yes. Yes, right. That's right. So then they sold it to Ajinomoto and Marathon and, you know, another couple of companies. But Ajinomoto owns the most of it now.
Hmm. I had an interesting email a few weeks back from somebody that listens to this program. And it was when you were on, and he was doing something else in his home and was just kind of listening halfway. And then he started to listen more intently and discovered, well, he had some very serious health issues. And we do have to go to a quick break. We will be right back, and I'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Today is Dr. Betty Martini, an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are mpwhi.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International, Doorway, DORWAY.com, and WNHO.net, and the Aspartame Toxicity Center, holisticmed.com/aspartame, where you will find you're going to find scads of information on every single one of these websites. Let me just finish the story. Anyway, the listener said that he had been having trouble concentrating. He couldn't read anymore. He was just having so many difficulties. He decided that he was going to give up diet drinks. He didn't recognize that that was contributing to his situation. And he got off of the diet sodas, and he is feeling 100% better.
Well, that's wonderful. And you see that all the time. It reminds me when I was in Savannah, it was back during the time when Nancy Markle email went viral, which really was about me lecturing for the World Environmental Conference. And my husband and I were talking to some students down there, and they said they all got it and passed it around and decided they'd all get off of it. And that was just before they did their test. And they said they couldn't believe how much better they did on their testing without, you know, the memory loss and other problems that they had had. So they don't put two and two together, unfortunately. And Dr. Roberts wrote a book called Defense Against Alzheimer's and, of course, says that it is escalating the disease. So that's wonderful. Every you saved a life.
Exactly. Now, getting back to the cancer issue, under What's New at your website, mpwhi.com, you have cancer information. And if people click on that one little link, it will bring up a page that has so many links. The latest dated one is November 19th, 2012, about Harvard University. But if you look at these links and read the information there, I mean, this whole page, it just goes on forever. There is just, it's amazing. And all of this relates to cancer and aspartame.
And everything's a matter of public record. It's not that we're giving an opinion. A lot of this comes from their own records, and from FDA records themselves. So it's just being completely disregarded, you know, what's happening to our country, that they allow people to get cancer and know that it's causing cancer. I know there's been study after study after study, and we have an FDA that just looks the other way.
And what about the oncologists who treat their patients and make loads of money, and instead of telling them, okay, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to get better.
Well, there's not anything we can do about that except, you know, to alert on these physicians
right.
that they're dealing with aspartame as a multi-potential carcinogen.
Right. All righty. We have our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID. And we will take some phone calls after the first break in the next hour at 800-313-9443.